Let's lift up the name of Jesus all over this place tonight. He's worthy to be praised. We love you, Lord. We welcome, we invite your presence. Surely you are here tonight, ready to work, ready to move, ready to demonstrate your power, your glory in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. It's awesome to be in Athens, Texas. And you would think that when you say the word Athens, the first thing that comes to people's mind is Greece. Amen. But we're not in Greece tonight. We're in good old Texas where the Holy Ghost is. Where people have come and where people are filling after the Lord. And God is touching and changing our lives and working among us. I'm glad to be with a group of people tonight that love Jesus, that love worship, that love to clap their hands, that love to sing and shout the songs of Zion. Hallelujah. Amen. Surely God is in our midst tonight. And I believe that where He is, there is liberty. You can be delivered from drugs. You can be delivered from alcohol. You can be delivered from addictions and things that have you bound when you come into the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Such an honor to be with each and every one of you in Athens tonight. I give honor to your great pastor, Brother Johnny Grissom and his wife. What wonderful people they are. Great man and woman of God. It was my privilege to work on staff at the Christian school in Houston, Life Christian Academy, with Sister Grissom for a year or two. Those were great years, wonderful memories. These people are true Christians, called of God to this church and to this community. You're very blessed to have them as your pastor. I want to thank them for their kindness, for their hospitality, for the beautiful room, for everything that they have done. And I'm just looking forward to what God is going to do in the next couple of days. Did anybody come with expectancy in your heart? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Are you ready for the word of the Lord tonight? Amen. I want to direct our attention to a familiar passage of Scripture. I know that there are people in this church tonight. Perhaps they will be here before the revival is over. But they're good friends of mine, the Cheshires, Sister Paula, and the Hudsons. I don't see them tonight, but I'm thinking they'll be here before the end of the week. And I'll look forward to seeing them. God bless them. Wonderful people. Amen. The book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. Yes. 1 Peter, chapter 1, and verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I want to minister from this subject tonight on this first night of revival in Athens, Texas, a matter of the mind. A matter of the mind. Father, anoint your word in the name of Jesus. I take authority and dominion over anything and everything that would be in opposition to your will and to your purpose. I pray for fresh anointing, for fresh fire, for wisdom to rest upon me as I attempt to deliver my soul and my heart to this congregation. Let your will be done in our hearts and in our lives. Fulfill the work, O God, that your word said would be fulfilled in this service, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. God bless you. I will say at the very beginning of this meeting, wherever your mind is at the present, at the current, that is going to become the end result of everything that's going on in your mind right now. What is going to happen by the end of this service tonight? What is going to happen tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, and for the rest of this revival? And not only this revival, but your future and this church's future. It is a matter of what's going on in your head right now. At this moment and at this time will determine time, and it will affect eternity. It is all a matter of where our mind is. And where our mind is, rest assured, that is where our heart is. But I would wonder for a moment in time if somebody had the ability within them to gird up the loins of your mind and say, I'm going to have revival. I'm going to experience the blessings of God. I'm going to receive the Holy Ghost. I'm going to receive healing for my body and for my spirit. I'm going to see a breakthrough. I'm going to reach a place in God in this revival that I've never reached before. I'm telling you, it's a matter of what's going on inside our minds tonight. The Apostle Peter suggests in this passage to simply take control of our minds. Harness it. Bring it under objection, government, and captivity. Put it in and invest it in the things that really matter and the things that really count. In ancient times, people would gather up their long robes and tie them around their waists to enable them to move more freely and quickly. As we compare biblical times to our modern day, we are faced with the solemn responsibility to do whatever it takes to focus our thoughts on those things that allow us to serve God successfully. In other words, if your mind's on Pizza Hut tonight, that's all you're gonna get. If your mind is on Sonic tonight, if your mind is on the week coming up and all the pressures that you're facing at the present time in your family, in your home, in your marriage, that's as far as things are going to go. I'm telling you right now, I'm just trying to set some kind of tone on the first night of this revival for us to get our minds in focus, for us to get our minds in the place that they need to be, because if our minds are in the right place, there's going to be miracles. There's going to be healing. Somebody's going to receive the Holy Ghost. There's going to be a breakthrough. There's going to be growth. There's going to be a multiplication. There's going to be addition in the church of the living God. It's a matter of the mind. We must bring ourselves into focus and eliminate any thoughts that would trip us up. Not just talking about sin, carnality, worldliness, but any thoughts that are anywhere but here. And now, any thoughts that are anywhere but in the church and in this service. That is why there would seem to be a shortage of miracles and apostolic ministry among us. I'm going to tell you why. Because our minds are pulled in 50 million different directions on 50 million different things that really do not matter. But what would happen if we as a collective body would take our minds and bring it under subjection? What kind of damage would we do in the spirit world tonight? How many devils would we run out of our homes, out of our churches, out of this city? Come on, somebody. How bad do you want your miracle? How bad do you want your healing? How bad do you want your answer? It's a matter of the mind. It's a matter of the mind. God spoke to me. He made it very clear in a very pressure-filled week which preceded this revival. He told me that there will be people here whose minds are somewhere else, whose minds are tuned in and fixed in to the idea and locked in to the mentality. Well, we're going to have revival. We're going to shout. We're going to dance. We're going to buck. We're going to scream. We're going to do the holy roller thing, and we're gonna get our typical chill bump, and that's all she wrote. Let me tell you something. I didn't drive all the way from Houston, Texas, just for you to get your little chill bump, just for you to do your little holy rolling that you've done. I'm telling you, we're living in the last days. We're facing eternity. The coming of the Lord is soon. We better get serious. We better get our minds in the things that matter and in the things that count and in the only things that will last between here and between eternity. Yes, God will give you your miracle tonight. He already spoke to me and told me He wants to give you your miracle. He already spoke to me and told me that He wants to give people the Holy Ghost. He spoke to me on this platform and told me. He said, Chris, put your other message, push it back till perhaps tomorrow night. There's needs that I would like to meet tonight. There's people that I would like to touch tonight. There's lives that I would like to change tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and step out, tell you what's on my mind. Not just what's on my mind, but what the Holy Ghost is speaking. Some of you came to this revival with the purpose of checking me out. Who is this guy? What is he all about? Where does he come from? What kind of a preacher is he? You're already too late. I didn't get a lot of amens on that, but I got amens from the people that mattered. Let me tell you something, you're already too late, because I've got nothing to prove to you. But I know a God that can prove everything if you'll just get your mind right, if you'll just get your heart right, if you'll just get your spirit right. Because the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter who the man in the pulpit is. All that matters is you know what that book says, and that book says I can be healed. That book says I can have the Holy Ghost. That book says that I can reach a place in God that I never had before. Come on, somebody. You got to take control of your mind and go after your miracle. Go after your healing. Go after whatever it is that you're seeking Him for. Let's lift our hands for a moment all over this place. Oh, God. Praise God. Don't think that I don't know some of the things that you're facing. because I've faced them this week. But there came a point, there came a time that I had to take control of my mind. And there are just some things I couldn't accept because the memory was too full. And there were just some hard drives that I had to eliminate because the truth of the matter, a computer can only store so much memory. There's some of it that you've got to eliminate. There's some of those things that have to be removed. And I'm telling you, you're not going to get your miracle. You're not going to receive the Holy Ghost. You're not going to receive your deliverance and your breakthrough until you get control of your mind and say, "Mind, you're not going to control me, but I'm going to control you." Come on, somebody, take control of your situation. It's time for you to take control of some of the demons that have been tormenting you. It's time for you to take control of some of the financial pressure that you have been under. It's time for you to take control. You've got to take control. Do you want to just have a typical revival, or do you want to have a change? Do you want to just stay at the same place you've always been? Or do you want to, or are you seeking a place, a promotion in Almighty God? You've got to get your mind right. You've got to get it in the place that it needs to be. I'm telling you right now, if for a moment in time you will bring your mind in captivity and begin to say, I'm going to get my healing. I'm going to get my deliverance. I'm going to touch God in a way that I never have before, then make way for the miraculous and the extraordinary, and for something to happen in our lives that has never happened before. It's a matter of the mind. It's a matter of the mind. Oh, God. It is a matter of exhibiting confidence that God will accomplish everything that he promised he would do. Clearly, the people had a race to run, a journey to travel, a warfare to accomplish. I felt the prince of this area as I drove into Athens today. There is a strong opposing spirit in this city and in this county that's trying to stop what God is doing. But I'm telling you right now, we've got to have the mentality and the spirit of David. You're not going to destroy this. You're not going to disrupt the purpose of Almighty God. I'm coming to like a bull out of a china closet, and I'm saying, I'm not having just another revival. I'm not having just another series of services. If you'll get sick and tired of being sick and tired, I'm telling you, we're going to have an old-fashioned, heaven-sent Holy Ghost out of our minds, out of control kind of revival. One of the greatest temptations when a church is preparing for revival, and I sense that there has been prayer and fasting and spiritual preparation that has gone into this meeting. But let me explain something to you. As a church begins to prepare, and then they come right down to the minute, the greatest temptation, one of the greatest temptations is saying, we've sacrificed. Let's see if God will stand by his word. Let's see if God will do this or God will do that. I hate to break your heart, but if you keep sitting there on that pew waiting for something to move you, you're going to be watching the parade go by of everything that God has promised. You've got to get up off your seat. You've got to find your way to an altar and say, God, I'm going after everything that you have promised for me. Everything that you have promised my family. Everything that you have spoken to me. Everything, every confirmation, I'm going after it in this revival. Gird up the loins of your mind. He said, gird them up. Gather them in. Let them not hang loose and neglected about you. Restrain their extravagances. And let the loins of your strength and vigor of your minds, or the strength and vigor of your minds, be exerted in your duty. Disengage yourself from all that would hinder you. Anything that would hinder you tonight. Well, I want to go out. I want to touch God like I've never touched Him before. But I've got this thing in my life that's hindering me. No, you don't have anything in your life that's hindering you. You think that you have because you choose to believe that you have. Deliverance is yours. All you got to do is accept it tonight. Yes. You can be delivered from nicotine. You can be delivered from drugs. You can be delivered from pornography. You can be delivered from demons. You just cannot accept the things that are coming against your mind. You've got to make up in your mind. I haven't just come to have church tonight. I haven't just come to go through the motions tonight. I've come to do warfare. I've come to go to the gates of hell, whatever I have to do. But I'm not going to stop until there is a breakthrough. I'm not going to stop until I break through and until God does everything that He said that He would do. Furthermore, we must be sober and vigilant against all spiritual dangers and enemies, and be temperate and modest in the things that we are supposed to. Soberness is also advised in opinion as well as practice, and humble in judgment of yourselves. He said, hope to the end, for the grace that is brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The main work of the Christian lies in the right management of your heart and of your mind. Everything rides on those two things. I'm not going to be much longer, but we have to understand that everything rides upon these two things. These very two most important components of our entire physical and spiritual being. It's about the mind. It's a matter of the mind. You will do, and you will react, and you will give in to what your mind suggests if you entertain it long enough. If you entertain it long enough, you will give in to it. You will eventually fall into it. You will eventually fall into the sin or the trap that the enemy has started in our minds. And that's where the spiritual warfare consists of. It's in the mind. We've got to take control of our minds tonight and say, I reject any notion. I reject any idea. I reject any negativity. I reject any sin that the enemy would try to do to try to get in my mind, to try to get in my heart, to try to hold me back from the miracle that God has promised. It's a matter of the mind. I feel a liberty in this place tonight. But at the same time, I will not lie to you. I feel a strong opposition of the enemy trying to put a roadblock in front of what God wants to do. But that wall that the enemy's trying to build, it depends on you. Whoever you are, whether you're in leadership in this church, whether you're a visitor, or whether you've been a charter member of this church for 50 years, it does not matter if your mind is not in the place that it's supposed to be. Furthermore, if our minds are not right, it will affect our body. And then it will not only affect our body, it will affect our spirit. And then if we are not careful, our soul. The body, the spirit, and the soul begins with the mind. God is really trying to break some things, but you see, he isn't going to break it by himself. He's not going to break it according to his own ability. Somebody has to get control of their minds right now. Let me try to explain to you what God is wanting to do. This church is knocking on the door of the supernatural. The extraordinary miracles of becoming the Book of Acts church that he wants you to become. But the only thing that is preventing that from happening is somebody's mind here tonight. If I could get one person to get their mind right and get their heart right, it would build faith in somebody else to say, oh, look what happened to that person. They got their mind right. They got their heart right and their spirit right. And God performed a miracle in our midst like he never did before. Oh, my. I want us to begin to lift our hands. Feel after the work of the Spirit. Fixing to close. I'm fixing to close, but I must ask a question. Allow me to ask a question tonight as you still remain in a spirit of prayer. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Did you come to this revival just to see what the evangelist was all about? Or did you come expecting something? Very important question that must be addressed before the altar call is given. It's a matter of the mind. It's a matter of the mind. Hirabokoshai. Hiramamandolaborohoshekitam. Oh God. Oh, God. I want us to stand all over this congregation. I feel the Lord moving in here right now. I'm fixing to give an altar call. But I'm asking us to close our eyes and let's feel after the Lord. He's really trying to break something here. I will not exaggerate anything. I felt something hard. I felt something heavy and very oppressing on my spirit as I laid in the motel before church tonight. And I began to think on it, dwell on it. But then after a while, as I attempted to get ready for church, the Holy Ghost began to speak to me and tell me, son, it's not about things that are coming against you. It's not about things that are attacking you. It's about what I'm trying to get through to the church. I didn't feel battles that I was fighting that I thought were my own. I was fighting battles for people in this congregation, and I didn't even know it. And I know as well as you know that you've been through some distressing times in your life. You've been through some painful things. God's going to heal you before this revival's over, because God already spoke it to me. I want to tell you something. I'll talk about it more tomorrow, but I'll give you a little appetizer before the altar call. I received a personal healing this week. I did. Thank you, Jesus. The man in the pulpit. And I'm telling you right now, he's going to do the same for you. It's just a matter of taking control of your mind. Rejecting any notion, any idea, any suggestion. I challenge you right now. This is what the Lord's wanting to do. That if somebody, whatever the enemy is speaking to you right now, whatever he's saying, you'll never be used of God. You'll never break through to that place that God wants you to. You'll never feel your potential. You'll never receive the Holy Ghost. You'll never be healed. You'll never be delivered. Or anything else that's negative or all the above that he's talking to you about. Right now, it may take everything within you. All the strength and the Holy Ghost that you can muster and conjure up to say, devil, you are a liar. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind me, Satan. You see, you have the power over Satan. You're just not using that power. If you'll begin to say that in your mind right now, then make your way to this altar and lift your hands. God's fixing to break some things. The Holy Ghost is fixing to crack some things in here tonight. He's fixing to knock down some doors in people's lives. He's fixing to fill some people with the Holy Ghost. He's fixing to change some lives. But it's a matter of somebody getting your mind right. And if we get our minds right, there's no telling what he's going to do among us. Come on, let's empty the pews tonight. Let's come down to this altar like we're serious about what we want from God.
We're gathered in this place to magnify.